$222,300 in damages plus interest, are still owed to a victim of a 2016 sexual battery incident in Dease Lake, ruled Smithers Supreme Court on March 14. The victim had attended a hockey tournament with friends in Dease Lake on January 23, 2016, where they were later sexually assaulted at a house party. The victim fell asleep in an empty bedroom at the house party, and woke up with their clothes removed on the morning of January 24, 2016, with the perpetrator, Shale Knoll, in the bed. A subpoena was issued by the victim over damages still owed to them from Knoll, awarded in a 2022 decision on the sexual battery. Knoll has since been ordered to pay $1,750 per month, based on his gross annual income, which was estimated to be $115,000. Knoll is currently employed as an apprentice heavy-duty mechanic, and the March 14 ruling found Knoll began financing a new truck for $109,580.59 in December 2022, including disability and life insurance. Mr. Knoll justified this purchase by saying that his previous vehicle broke down, he needs a vehicle to get to work, and there was not much selection, wrote Associate Justice Sandra Harper. I do not accept that this truck was the only vehicle Mr. Knoll could have bought. A new snowmobile was also purchased by Knoll for $23,752 in December 2023, with a $2,000 down payment. Mr. Knoll again prioritized his own consumer spending over his obligation to pay the judgment. Mr. Knoll could have, and should have, refrained from making such a large purchase until the court had determined his monthly payments on the judgment debt, Harper noted.